What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our time on this morning's show to take a look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The public ministry is still doing the investigative work. This is to determine the exact causes of the explosion that occurred. This was last November in the PH Urbana, located at Calle 54 in Obarrio. This was stated on Wednesday by sources from the entity consulted by La Prensa, and yesterday marked 1 month and 14 days since the explosion occurred on the 12th floor of the building, which has a total of 33 floors. The sources that said that the tests of the fire detection sensors, inspection of pipes, among others, have been carried out. In fact, it was reported that this Wednesday, the Superior Prosecutor for Primary Care of the Metropolitan Area, Julio Villarreal, continued to carry out errands in the building, together with personnel from the Technological University of Panama and the Panama Fire Brigade. The residents of PH Urbana have insisted that they hope that the investigations into this unprecedented event will be carried out impartially and objectively. We want the investigations to advance objectively and impartially, where the structural experts, the testimonies, the results of the alarm test, the gas expertise are taken into account, said Jorge Gavarides, spokesperson for the group of lawyers of the residents of floors 11, 12 and 14, the most affected by the explosion. We seek that the investigation proceeds objectively and that the responsibilities are disclosed when we have the results in hand, he said. With these results, we can say that we're going to activate ourselves judicially, added Gavarides. The first judge to liquidate criminal cases, Argueda Renteria, ordered the summons to trial for 198 people. This is for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement to the detriment of the Transit and Land Transportation Authority, the ATT&T, through the compensation process for the Red Devils buses. The judge also declared the criminal action prescribed for another 337 people. Through Mixed Order No. 10 of the 12th of December, Judge Renteria also granted a definitive dismissal in favour of 6 people who were accused of the crime of fraud, and for another 19 for the crime of embezzlement. In this case, the anti-corruption prosecutor, Anilu Batista, during the preliminary hearing held between the months of March and May in the facilities of the Roberto Duran Gymnasium, had requested the summons to trial of 541 people for having irregularly received the money from the compensation of the Red Devil buses to make way for the operation of the Metrobus service. Renteria set a trial date of September the 1st to the 29th of next year, and an alternate date of October the 9th to December the 7th next year, both hearings at 9 a.m. In her resolution, Judge Renteria also denied the motions for annulment presented by the defense attorneys and declared criminal extinction for 2 other people. The court denied a request for modification of the precautionary measure preventing 3 other defendants from leaving the country. The Deputy President of the Government Commission, Leandro Avila, said this Wednesday that they hope that within the first 20 days of January of next year, a subcommittee will render a report on Bill 625. This adopts the legislation of extinction of domain regarding illicit assets in the country. It is an issue that is being evaluated in great depth, said Avila. He explained that the subcommittee, which began with the analysis last October, must render the report to the members of the government commission, which must approve or not approve the bill promoted by the government in the first debate. Regarding the delay in the discussions of the initiative, he assured that, "I don't think it's been delayed. I received it 4 months ago from the other directors of the commission. And it was such a macaronic law that they have not presented that it violates the right of citizens," he said. Some 21 people have been apprehended as part of 30 search procedures carried out by Panamanian officials with the aim of dismantling a criminal structure dedicated to international drug trafficking, money laundering, among other crimes. This is Operation Focus, carried out by the public ministry through the First Drug Prosecutor, in conjunction with the National Police and the National Aeronaval Service in the provinces of Bocas del Toro, Chiriquí, Veraguas, Panama West and Colón. This criminal structure, based in the province of Bocas del Toro, provided logistical support to the Clan del Golf in Colombia in the mobilization of its drug shipments. Now, according to the investigations carried out by the Drug Prosecutor's Office, this group used the coasts of Colón, Punta Borica and those of Bocas del Toro to store and guard the drugs for its subsequent shipment to Costa Rica. These operations included various ports on both sides of the Atlantic and Pacific. The National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, headed by Elsa Fernandez, faces a tough obstacle to administratively investigate the case of economic aid granted by the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, to students close to political figures, mostly from the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. In a note that was dated on Tuesday, the 6th of December, Bernardo Meneses, director of IFARU, made it clear to ANTAI that he will not hand over the files of 13 people who benefited from juicy financial aid because they contain personal data. And, according to him, it is information that cannot be shared, according to Law 81 of the 26th of March of 2019, on the protection of personal data. In a note, Meneses supports his decision on 9 reasons based on Laws 81 of 2019, Law 6 of 2002, which dictates rules for transparency in public management, and Law 33 of 2013, which created ANTAI. Well, he points out that in the formation or information contained in the file documentation requested by ANTAI, there is personal data of both the students and their families. For example, full name, copy of personal identity card, amounts disbursed, residential address, bank account numbers, email addresses, qualifications and medical data, among others. Meneses cites Law 6 of 2002, which indicates that, quote, all types of information in the hands of state agents or any public institution that is relevant to the intimate life of individuals, including his family affairs, his correspondence and telephone conversations, or those maintained by any other audiovisual or electronic means, unquote. However, the former accounts prosecutor Guido Rodriguez indicated that it is illegal not to share the information with Director Fernandez. How will ANTAI be able to fulfill its functions if another state entity denies it access to the required information? He also pointed out that Meneses' response deserves a writ of habeas data by ANTAI before the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice. The data protection law is to prevent the private data of individuals from being misused by individuals, but it is absurd to pretend that its protection reaches state entities in their investigative functions, he said. And in the words of the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño, who filed the complaint with ANTAI at the time, the response is out of order, since no institution in terms of data protection is above ANTAI. The Comptroller General of the Republic published on Wednesday the Population and Housing Census questionnaire so that people know in advance the information that they must provide to the enumerators. Now, according to the comptroller, Gerardo Solís, each question in the questionnaire fulfills a relevant function to collect the information that will allow us to work on plans and public policies for sustainable development in terms of housing, health, education, work, and security. Census questionnaire is divided into 5 chapters: housing location, housing data, household data, list of household occupants, and population data. And on that, that's it. That brings us to the end of our look for this morning. Some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you here on The Breakfast Show.